Welcome to the King County Administrative Land Use Meeting of June 10th, 2026. I'm calling the meeting to order at 4 o'clock p.m. First on the agenda, we have the approval of the minutes of April 29th, 2026 and April 13, 2026. May 13th, thank you. Got a little dyslexia or something going on. Second on the agenda is the final plat. Oh, I approve the minutes of April 29th and May 13th of 2026. In the background, we have Cresta keeping me straight. Second, we have the final plat of Elk Ridge Estates Unit 4, Phase 6, submitted by Mark C. Jacobs. He needed the extra items that are different than the preliminary plat, such as the letter of credit. We've received everything. I'm approving it conditionally on Civil Science as final approval. It does look like everything's in order, but we need that official letter. So I approve the final plat of Elk Ridge Estates, Unit 4, Phase 6, for parcel 8-6-9-2A, zoned Residential 1, and there will be 21 lots, with the minimum lot size of 1 acre. Number 3 on the agenda is a rural and improved split in the East Zion area, submitted by Sandra Horton. I am approving this, the rural and improved split. It's called the Braveheart Rural and Improved Split for parcels 1-9-15-2A and 1-9-15-2B. It is zoned ag, but at the time of the split, it will be zoned ag FAA, which needs to remain for 5 years. Their total amount of acreage is 95 acres, and they will have a total of 4 new parcels with a minimum lot size of 10 acres. I approve this conditionally with Tom Avant's final approval. Fourth on the agenda is a rural and improved split on Cedar Mountain in the northwest King County for Brad Lambeth. It's for parcels 8-9-8-5 that's zoned ag and will be zoned ag FAA at the time of recording. Total acreage is 96 acres and there will be 5 new parcels with a minimum lot size of 10 acres. I approve this rural and improved split conditionally with Tom Avant's final approval. Number 5, we're going to open it up if there's anybody that has any comments for a public hearing, because it is amending, extending, and vacating a boundary adjustment for Aaron Spahn. It has to go to the commission. It's extending the lots on the east side and amending the lot lines from a 1x4 configuration to a new 2x2 configuration to optimize land use. The part of the public hearing we need to open up to the public is that they are vacating a portion of the platted Rocky Road and realigning the plat to show where the Rocky Road actually exists. This was publicly noticed. There was a sign placed in the area. It's for parcels 8A-H-27, 8A-H-28, 8A-H-29, 8A-H-30. They're zoned R-half, and it's in the Little Ponderosa subdivision. I recommend approval to the Kane County Commissioners, and they will approve the vacating of the portion of the road and realigning it. That is all we have for our June ALUA meeting. Thank you and have a great day. Just making sure I didn't see anybody online, so we don't need to have public comments on that last one. There's nobody that's attending. Meeting adjourned at 4:04 p.m.